Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having one of our favorite people on the planet on the show, having her back. She's a 22-year member of our Brain Trust. She's almost a 23-year member. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org, and she's our good friend Karen Kerrigan. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim, it's great to be with you today.
It's good to have you back. Folks, nobody on the planet, pound for pound, nobody does more for you and me than Karen does. Karen, give us a little bit of a tour of what you see, where you think Congress is right now. And we already know about the Paycheck Protection Program, the EIDL loans, the EIDL grants. We know about all that, the unemployment money. We know about all that. Reconcile all those things and some of the new stuff they've been talking about doing, whether it be another round of loans or help for specific industries like the restaurants industry, more unemployment, forbearance of payroll taxes. Where are they?
Well, they're not in session. They're not here, and unfortunately, they left town, as you know, Jim, before coming to some type of resolution on some of these programs, PPP, perhaps another loan program, a long-term recovery program that was offered and proposed by Rubio. These things were critical, Jim, to do right away at the beginning of August. I mean, when I talked to small businesses, when I looked at a lot of the surveys out there, yeah, small businesses, they were still concerned, still very concerned about keeping their doors open, surviving. But there was hope. You know, there was some type of confidence. There was some type of momentum. And so August was really critical for Congress to do something, to redo some of these programs, to really, I think, keep the momentum going. But they left. And I think that's unconscionable for that to happen. And for both sides to dig in, it's just really a shame. I think eventually something will get done, sort of like what happened, you know, with PPP and sort of redoing it again or, you know, fixing it again. But, you know, Jim, there's a lot of carnage in between. That's too late for some of the businesses that needed the support
during
August.
One of the things I'm going to say this, when the PPP program basically ended August 8th, there was still maybe $100 billion left unclaimed. Did that tell you that Main Street needed more? Did it need to be targeted? Or what do you think?
Well, Jim, I think it needed to be reformed somewhat. There's no doubt about that. I mean, some of the restrictive rules, you know, the 60-40 payroll to other expenses, loan forgiveness.
They did update that, though, right? They made it where 60% had to be for payroll. You had longer to do it all, and we got longer to ask for forgiveness of it.
Yeah, but there could have been. We were looking for even more changes to that, right? So that, you know, from now and through the end of the year, the business could pick their eight week window to really maximize loan forgiveness.
Right.
So there's a lot of smart changes that they were adding to it that made sense, which would have brought more people into the program, number one. And number two, the other key piece was that businesses could do a second PPP draw. And that was the other piece for those businesses that were
maybe this one move. Wouldn't be a grant, but it would be a long-term, low-interest loan.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, But politics got in the way, right? Politics got in the way.
Well, yeah, Jim. I mean, that, you know, the Democrats, they had their HEROES Act, which was, you know, more than a $3 trillion spending bill. The Republicans had their $1 trillion package.
Mm-hmm.
And some Republicans were not in the Senate, were very uncomfortable even spending that amount.
Right.
So, it's yes, it was at first you know, the Democrats, House Democrats, well, saying no.
Well,
no,
Pelosi's plan was basically a pork plan, wasn't it? I mean, a lot of money for city, for profligate cities and things like that. And what do you think?
Well, yeah, definitely a lot of that spending was outside of the scope of COVID-related economic and health support, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had hope when we were pushing them when the House came back to do that post office funding package. We said, okay, look it, the Republicans will do $10 billion. Why don't you address some key things like the small business program? But, you know, they didn't go there. So, Jim, it's really unfortunate because there is going to be more small business failures, mm-hmm. you know, during the August period, I think, particularly folks in the seasonal types of businesses, restaurants.
I know. There's going to be a lot of – hold on to that thought, Karen. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with the great – Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.